Around 15 years ago or so, ROTC was started at Carroll College. ROTC stands for Reserve Officer Training Corps. So they prepare students here while they're at college to enter and serve in the armed forces as officers. Their motto, our motto, ROTC at Carroll, is this: Saints to the front. Saints to the front. And I argue that is a very good motto for what's going on in the church in these days. Saints to the front. It comes from a good organization, the military. And it's fitting in these days because the church on earth is known as the Ecclesia Militans, the militant church, the fighting church. And that, brothers and sisters, is what we need to be about in these troublesome, dark days in the church. Somewhere along the way, we've forgotten that this is a big battle. It's a cosmic battle. We are the fighting church because we have battle to do. Jesus isn't just a nice guy. On the cross, he is the King of Israel who defends his people and confronts their enemies. And the enemies that he casts out are namely sin and death. And so we're in a battle, and this life is a battle. It is a spiritual war. Don't think for a second that it's not. And don't listen to the people who say, oh, there's just a sociological reason for the difficulties that the church has. They miss the main point. And the main point is that we're in a fight. C.S. Lewis, in his great book, The Screwtape Letters, puts in the mouth of the demon who's training an apprentice demon, the first thing you should do is convince them they're not in a war. Them is us. The first thing a demon should do is convince the people that they're not in a war, that everything's just fine. But we are in a war. And if C.S. Lewis doesn't convince you, I'll go up the ladder of authority. Listen to St. Paul in Ephesians 6. Finally, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, and with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, hold your ground. Brothers and sisters, in the face of the spiritual devastation, and it has been devastation caused by the sins committed by priests and bishops and cardinals, sins both of commission and sins of omission, the temptation is to run away, to flee the field of battle. That temptation is out there. For sure. Part of me understands it. But that is, my friends, precisely the wrong thing to do right now. Last week I told you a great line from Father Michael Schmitz. He said, don't leave the church, lead the church. This week I'll give you another trusted voice to listen to in these days, Bishop Robert Barron. He said this week: leaving is not what we ought to be doing. What we ought to be doing is fighting. Ecclesia Militans, the fighting church. Now listen, the temptation to leave is out there, but you will also face it here on this campus. When the questions arise about the church, about its nature, about whether or not it's worth it to be Catholic, you need to know how you'll respond. And you need to pray about that. And some of those questions are necessary and legitimate. And you will also find questioning on this campus, in the classroom and elsewhere, that is cynical and subversive, full of schadenfreude, joy at the downfall of the church. And you need to push back against that. The temptation will be to flee. And fleeing looks like putting your head down and saying nothing. But I would submit to you from a soldier who is also a saint, St. Ignatius of Loyola, agere contra, act against that temptation. Do not flee, stand and fight. Dig in. In the spiritual battle, we have to have spiritual weapons. And so St. Paul goes on and he says once again in Ephesians 6, so stand fast. Do not run. Do not flee. Stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, with your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, you and I are not without weapons in this fight. Reread Ephesians 6. Pray with Ephesians 6. You're going into battle. You need to know that you have weapons. We have one more great weapon. I'll give you a line from St. Vincent de Paul. He said, in our fight against the evil one, our greatest weapon is humility. Since the devil does not know how to use it, neither does he know how to defend himself from it. Since the devil does not know how to use it, neither does he know how to defend himself from it. Look at the cross and see the weapon that destroyed sin and death, humility. Look at Our Lady and see the one who crushes the head of the serpent, humility. Look at Saint Joseph and see the one who's called the terror of demons, humility. Brothers and sisters, we have a humble path to walk before us. We need to walk in humility. But let me give you another line from one of the saints. Saint Teresa of Avila. She said, humility is to walk in truth. Humility is to walk in truth. The only way forward for the church as a whole is to walk in the truth. To boldly simply state the truth, to seek the truth, to conform our lives to the truth. And that is the way forward for us collectively. But also this, because this is the most important thing that you can do tonight for the church and for yourself, is to walk in your own truth. The truth is this. While yes, there are sins on the part of the clergy, horrible sins that have wrought devastation, all of us are sinners. That is truth. We begin Mass by confessing our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. Jesus is so very real about that. Saints to the front, yes, but we're all sinners. And that's the reason we don't want to move forward to the front when the church needs us, because we're all compromised, all of us. None of you to the extent of the cause of this clerical scandal, but all of us, in one way or another, are compromised. And Jesus names it in tonight's gospel. Because this battle that we need to fight is first and foremost right here in the human heart, in your heart and in mine. Jesus unabashedly says tonight, from within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile. We all have those things in our hearts. The only way forward as a church is for each one of us, whether we're the Pope or a cardinal or an archbishop or a priest or a deacon or a layperson, to square up to that reality and to walk in that truth. It's the only way forward. And so Jesus challenges us tonight to walk a humble path, to stand in the truth. Of course, the truth of our own sinfulness is met by a deeper truth, the mercy and the love of God, which can transform our lives. But for that to happen, my friends, we cannot play games. We cannot take on appearances. Jesus is very real about the human propensity toward hypocrisy, that we're all somehow, some way, very okay with projecting something that we actually aren't. And so Jesus names that. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but bring and cling to human tradition. So the question I want to ask you, how is your heart tonight? Is it near the Lord, or is it far from him? Not your lips, how is your heart? Close or distant? How is your heart this weekend? Saturday night, Friday night? Close or distant? How is your heart this past week? Since the beginning of school? How is your heart this summer? Close or distant? And all of us need to do a spiritual self-check and say, where am I with the Lord? Am I close to him or am I distant? How many times have we disregarded the commandment of God to cling to something, anything else? Convenience, comfort, popular opinion. All of that moves our heart away from the Lord. And what is the commandment of the Lord? Well, Matthew 22. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. See, love, my friends, at the heart of the scandal in the church, but also at the heart of the scandal in each and every one of our own hearts, is a failure in love. You'll hear people speculate, what's the cause of this clergy scandal? Is it clericalism? Is it homosexuality? Well, yes and yes. But deeper than all of those things is a failure to love the Lord. It's infidelity. It's not being faithful to the one who is faithful to us. And that's why, as much as you are all innocent in this, we're not all innocent in the bigger thing. Because all of us can be unfaithful. And so the Lord needs us to square up to that. We have to learn to love him. We have to say yes to him. And once we fall in love with the Lord, then we're willing to act and we're willing to fight. G.K. Chesterton, great Catholic writer, he said, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him." Well, friends, I think it's okay to hate what is in front of the church, what we need to confront in the church. We should hate sin, absolutely. And we should love sinners. But we should hate sin. We also need to love what we're fighting for. Do you love the church? That's a great question for you to ask yourself. This is not a time for Catholics who are mediocre. My big fear, why I'm taking time with this, very directly speaking to it, is because I am concerned that if you don't know your faith, and more importantly, if you don't love your faith, you will fall away in this time of battle. And so it is up to us to square up, saints to the front. How can we do that with love? You have to pray. You have to pray, you have to serve, you have to study, and you have to speak. You have to pray, you have to live from the sacraments, and you have to encounter the Lord daily in personal prayer. You have to serve. You have to break outside of yourself, because only in doing that will you not care so much about protecting yourself or your reputation. You have to study. You need to know your faith because people are going to ask you questions about it. Does the church really hold this? Is the church really corrupt? You have to know what you believe. And so you need to work at that. And then, my friends, you have to speak. You must speak. A quote attributed to St. Francis, which he never said, is preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. So often that quote is used to justify silence. But my friends, words are necessary right now. When someone asks a question about the church, when someone asks a question about faith, you need to speak. You might not have all the answers, but you need to speak from a love of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the church he founded. That is necessary in this time. Speak when questions are asked. Speak from a heart that has been formed in prayer. Speak from a heart that has been strengthened through service. Speak from a heart that has been informed by truth through study. Do those things, my friends, and you will not flee the battlefield. Might you have wounds? Yep. But those scars, when you show them to the Lord, are so very much worth it. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, as St. James says. Put your faith into practice, now more than ever. Saints, to the front.